Lion's mane, the best nootropic mushroom. Hey, this is Jonathan with LimitlessMindset.com, and we're going to do a investigation and exploration of this nootropic mushroom. Go and take a look at it if you haven't. It kind of looks like, if you remember in Star Trek when they had trouble with tribbles, I think. Trouble with tribbles. That's right. They had these cute little furry things that were taking over the Starship Enterprise. It was really just kind of an episode that they did for, I think, kids and women, because these things were so cute. And that's kind of what lion's mane looks like. You are going to want to check it out. I have one of those nice, big, high-resolution photos for the meta-analysis version of this article over there on my website, which is linked below wherever you are listening to this podcast, as per the usual, as you have come to expect from me. And, of course, all of the references, everything that I mentioned here, you're going to find over there at LimitlessMindset.com. So do check that out. I dare say, if we're being honest here, my website, I am quite a bit more proud of my website than my podcast. As far as podcasts go, as far as podcasters go, I am kind of a middling player. But if you go and check out my website, you're gonna have your socks really blown off by what you find over there. Okay. Anyways, let's dive into this article, which was done not by me, but by a fellow named Stephen Sanders. Some guy who emailed me who said, I'm gonna research lion's mane and then publish an article for you. And I said, do you want me to pay you, man? Do you want some type of recognition? He was like, no. I just want to contribute to LimitlessMindset.com. So that's pretty cool. I don't really know who the mysterious Stephen Sanders is, but perhaps he's on Lion's Mane. Okay, well, with that preamble out of the way, this is a nootropic mushroom for risk-averse biohackers with a wide range of cognition-enhancing effects. Like I said, I think it's the best nootropic mushroom. That is the four-word takeaway from this presentation. And it is pronounced in Latin, Hericium erinaceus. I think that's it. Babe, do you want to come and look at this word and see how I might pronounce this word? Don't worry, my wife is going to help me with my pronunciations. She is, of course, a PhD studying Latin. Okay, right. Check out this word. Hericium.
Uranus. No.
Oh, babe. Babe, this is a family-friendly podcast.
John. Okay, remove the cursor, please. Okay. Hericium erinaceus.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, that's Dr. Roseland. Mrs. Roseland, my wife, she's an expert on FICO.
Mrs. Roseland. Dr. Roseland.
Yes, Mrs. Dr. Roseland. She's the expert. Or we're just going to call it Lion's Mane from here on out, so we don't need her help anymore. So it's a unique member of the mushroom family that shows nootropic properties. And the mushroom gets its name from its appearance. When it reaches maturity, and it kind of looks like a lion's mane. Although, like I said, I think it looks like a tribble from the Star Trek series, but that's not quite so official sounding, is it? Okay, so this article aims to take a closer look at lion's mane mushroom. This includes what it might help with and what the science behind it says. It will also take a look at what users have to say about lion's mane. This article is mostly going to focus on decoding what the human studies are saying about it and how this squares up with the anecdotal experiences of biohackers online. For more of my own personal experiences, thoughts, and comparisons, please see the written and video reviews in the sidebar, and I will link to the vlog that I did about it. The lion's mane mushroom is large and white, with a hair-like texture that cascades downward. There are countless other names for these fungi, so you may have seen it described under a different title. It is also sometimes referred to as the Yamabushitake mushroom, the satyr's beard, or the monkey head mushroom. Its effects have been used for thousands of years, particularly by Buddhist monks. After centuries, it seems like modern medicine is finally discovering the benefits of this fungi, or fungus. I'm not sure if I'm getting my pronunciation of plural, singular, fungi. That's one of those tricky ones, isn't it? So many years later, it's still...
I think it's fungi.
Oh, thanks. There's my wife just correcting me again. Always with the corrections. Thanks, babe. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Okay. So many years later, it still holds promise to this day in giving users a myriad of benefits. Let's look at the scientific research. In the notable 6-month double-blind placebo-controlled human study done on lion's mane, the dosage administered was 3 grams daily, and you would have to do about 8 capsules daily of Neurostack to get that much. And Neurostack was a product that I liked. It was a nootropic stack, as the name suggests, that had lion's mane as the featured ingredient in it. You can check out my reviews of that. Also, although the study, getting back to the human study, was done on cognitively impaired middle-aged and elderly Japanese patients, you would probably need to do a whole lot less of the stuff because you are presumably not cognitively impaired. And in the human research, there are several remarkable effects on lion's mane, which is things like neuroplasticity promoting, immune promoting, antidepressant effects, and anti-anxiety. So let's discuss the history and origin. Found primarily in North America, Europe, and East Asia, the lion's mane mushroom has a long history of being used in traditional medicinal practices. The ancient Chinese referred to mushrooms as the spirit plant, as they believed mushrooms to be a source of longevity and spiritual wisdom. The ancient Chinese used the lion's mane mushroom for a variety of digestive ailments long before modern medicine came into the scene. Let's talk about its neuroprotective properties. Alzheimer's and dementia are terrible illnesses that not only affect the sufferer, but also their families and friends. One of the biggest draws of lion's mane is its neuroprotective properties. Lion's mane mushroom can be used to help protect against the onset of dementia. In other words, it has the potential to help retain mental functions, such as memory and general cognition. These mushrooms contain 2 compounds called hericinones and erythrocines that are known to help stimulate brain cell growth. In animal studies, it has also shown potential to help with serious neurodegenerative diseases such as dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And then I've got a cool diagram of that. A 2011 report on lion's mane takes a deeper look into these properties, stating, "It has been reported that lion's mane promotes nerve growth factor secretion in vitro and in vivo. Nerve growth factor is involved in maintaining and organizing cholinergic neurons in the central nervous system. These findings suggest that lion's mane may be appropriate for the prevention or treatment of dementia. To understand how this works, it's important to take a look at nerve growth factor and the role lion's mane plays in it. Lion's mane stimulates nerve growth factor synthesis in the brain. Nerve growth factor is a protein in the brain with a very cool name, I might add, NGF. NGF, if I ever become a rapper, maybe I'll make my name NGF. It plays a huge role in the health of your neurons. Specifically, it helps to maintain as well as regenerate neurons. These neurons are significant in regular cognitive function. And a Canadian biohacker on longevity explains, for lion's mane, hericinones are in the fruiting body and erythrocines are in the mycelium, and both have shown NGF stimulation. A Japanese study was conducted on older adults with mild symptoms of cognitive impairment in which they took 3 grams of lion's mane a day for 4 months. The participants showed improvement until the supplementation was stopped. This study concluded, quote, "The lion's mane group's scores increased with the duration of intake, but at week 4, after the termination of the 16 weeks intake, the scores decreased significantly. Laboratory tests showed no adverse effect of lion's mane. The results obtained in this study suggested that lion's mane is effective in improving mild cognitive impairment." So that's kind of an interesting thing to note. When people went off the nootropic, they stopped getting the effects. And I did a kind of informal study of this a few years back in one of the major anti-aging biohacking forums. I asked people, when you go on nootropics and then you go off of the nootropics, do you think that you return to your cognitive baseline when you go off of the nootropics? Which is kind of what you would expect, right? If you stop drinking alcohol, then you cease to be intoxicated, right? But with nootropics, because nootropics tend to have this effect of building up our resources, our cognitive resources, our neurobiological resources, what you tend to get actually is a heightened cognitive baseline after you have gone off of the nootropics. This was particularly notable with the racetams, and it would seem that lion's mane is an exception to this. So you gotta stay on it. Or when you go off of it, then go on something else. Let's talk about depression and anxiety. Mental health conditions like depression and anxiety can make it significantly more difficult to function in everyday life. Lion's mane has been studied in mice for its ability to improve mood, Because the most important thing is to make sure that the mice are happy. Isn't that right, babe?
Oh, yes, of course. The mice must be happy.
That's right. Otherwise, we need science to intervene. Okay.
Some studies have shown that lion's mane mushrooms can improve the functioning of the hippocampus because of its ability to stimulate brain cell growth. This region of the brain controls the processes associated with memory and emotional responses. The consensus among researchers is that if the functioning of the hippocampus is improved, then emotion regulation will improve. This, in turn, would lead to a reduction in symptoms of anxiety and depression. This could be quite effective in cases of mild anxiety or depression, but you would probably still have to utilize an antidepressant in cases of more severe symptoms. And a 2018 Korean study looked at the potential of lion's mane for depressive and anxiety measures through testing on mice, and they concluded. The results indicate that chronic lion's mane administration can exert anxiolytic and antidepressant-like effects, possibly by enhancing adult hippocampal neurogenesis. So it might be helpful in depression and anxiety if you have someone in your life that has really severe depression and anxiety, which is certainly possible given what kind of decade we seem to be in. You would probably want to recommend something like lion's mane in combination with other things. You'd want to, when you're dealing with severe depression or anxiety, you always want to address it with a stack, with a combination of things. And lion's mane might be a good thing to be in that stack, but not probably going to address the issue all on its own. Moving forward, let's talk about treating ulcers. Stomach ulcers are sores that can form anywhere in the digestive system. The most common causes of these ulcers are the overgrowth of bacteria in the gut and damage to the stomach from daily use of NSAIDs like aspirin. You want to stay away from those NSAIDs. As a biohacker, you should know that the NSAIDs will make you sad. The bacteria, H. pylori, has been shown to have its growth inhibited by lion's mane mushroom. These results come from studies conducted in test tubes, but it's strongly hypothesized that these same results would occur in the stomach. The evidence was concluded with the following. Quote, this study revealed that the extracts from petroleum ether contribute to the anti-H. pylori activity. And what I suggest you don't do, dear listener, is go on Google Images and do a search of H. pylori infections. That will produce imagery that you cannot unsee. Best to just take some lion's mane, take some natural antivirals so you never have to worry about that happening to your skin. Okay, moving on. A 2015 Chinese paper looked at why lion's mane was useful for ulcers and concluded that it is the beneficial polysaccharide components in the mushroom, to be exact. Quote, these results indicate that the polysaccharide fraction is the active component of the lion's mane mycelium culture, which protects against gastric ulcers. Lion's mane also works to treat ulcers due to its anti-inflammatory properties, and this makes lion's mane effective for conditions like irritable bowel disease, or Crohn's. Moving forward, we'll discuss reduction of heart disease risk. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States and many other places. Some causes of this condition are high cholesterol, obesity, and a sedentary lifestyle. If dietary and exercise changes are not enough, adding lion's mane mushroom might be a good idea for your regimen with the advice of a doctor. While most studies have been performed on animals, lion's mane has shown some promising effects for symptoms that led to heart disease. Studies have shown that lion's mane can lower triglyceride levels. This positively affects your cholesterol in a way that reduces your risk of heart disease. A 2010 study in particular showed 27% lower triglyceride levels in rats that were fed high-fat diets over the course of a month. Next, since we're talking about fat rats, which is, I think, also the name of a hip-hop group, the Fat Rats. Pretty sure that's a new hip-hop group out of Brooklyn. Or is it Queens? Anyways, let's talk about weight gain and diabetes management. Diabetes can be a very difficult illness to manage, especially for those that lead busy lives and have little time to deal with their blood sugar. Lion's mane mushroom can be added to a treatment regimen to make managing this condition a little easier. By blocking the alpha glucosidase enzyme, lion's mane prevents the body from properly digesting carbohydrates. Since the body cannot digest those carbs properly, the result is a lower blood sugar level. Some studies show lion's mane has the ability to lower blood sugar levels in mice, both healthy and diabetic. Lion's mane also helps lipid metabolism in high-fat diets, as the study discussed in the previous section. This means that not only might it help with diabetes, but weight as well. The study used a hot water extract and ethanol extract of the mushroom, and it was shown that administration in hot water extract or ethanol extract with a high-fat diet for 28 days resulted in a significant decrease in body weight gain, fat weight, and serum and hepatic triglycerol levels. Another benefit of lion's mane is its use for diabetic nerve pain. This pain most often affects the hands and feet and can range from mild to severe. This could be extremely beneficial for those struggling with diabetic nerve pain, those people that have trouble managing their pain through other means. Lion's mane shows quite a bit of promise in treating diabetes, but more research is needed before any major conclusions can be made about it. Next, let's look at nervous system injuries. The nervous system is comprised of the brain, spinal cord, and the network of nerves that span the body. Injuries to the central nervous system are serious and require significant treatment to protect your quality of life. These injuries can be incapacitating, leading to paralysis or even death. What's amazing is that lion's mane mushroom has been studied for its ability to help improve the condition of these injuries. One example is the ability of this mushroom to repair nerve cells. The repair of nerve cells could make a significant impact on injuries where paralysis is present. The use of lion's mane is also helpful in speeding the recovery from nervous system injuries by as much as 23 to 41%. A Malaysian study on rats found that these data suggest that the daily oral administration of aqueous extract of lion's mane, fresh fruiting bodies, could promote the regeneration of injured rat peroneal nerve in the early stage of injury. Another way that lion's mane mushroom can help nervous system injuries is by reducing the severity of brain damage following a stroke. A stroke is an event wherein the blood supply to a part of the brain is interrupted. Like any part of the body, a lack of blood flow causes tissue to die, and this is extremely dangerous in the brain. Strokes can lead to partial paralysis, speech dysfunction, and neurological impairment. Lion's mane mushroom has been shown to reduce the severity of brain damage following a stroke. This could be a game changer in the way that strokes are currently treated. No studies have been done on humans yet, but there is growing evidence from studies completed on mice. If these experiments prove fruitful, we may one day see lion's mane mushroom become a part of the standard care for stroke victims. And I'm going to just double check how much recording time I have left. And I do have to apologize to you, dear listener. You may have noticed that my jokes are not up to the usually high level of wittiness and quality that you've come to expect from me. And that is because I am unfortunately off nicotine. That's right, I'm taking my week off of nicotine, and my humor, what I can bring to bear in that department, is just not quite all there. Tune back in next week and you can expect the high level of jokes that you've grown to expect from me. Anyways, let's move on.
The nicotine, John.
You don't think so?
You know it's not the nicotine.
My wife doesn't think it's the nicotine.
No.
What is it?
It's you.
You're saying I'm getting less funny?
No.
Oh, man.
No, it's just that he's sexually exhausted.
Oh, that's true.
He's sexually exhausted.
That's true. It has been such an exhausting week. You've put relentless demands upon me. And I don't have any nicotine.
That's also not true. Don't listen to him.
The demands. She is just...
That's not true.
...kept demanding more and more with barely a break.
No. Okay.
Anyways, let's stay focused on the podcast,
babe. I'm not spending anything.
Let's stay focused on the podcast. Okay. Lion's mane. As an immune system booster... The immune system is our first line of defense against all of the things in the world that can get you sick. If your immune system is compromised due to illness or poor health, you are much more likely to get sick. For those who are immunocompromised, getting sick with a mild cold can end up being a significant event with serious consequences. A Chinese study found that lion's mane mushroom can boost the health of the immune system by working in the gut, by boosting the part of the immune system in the intestines
the body can ward off pathogens that were ingested, and the Chinese scientists noted. Here we report that lion's mane improves immune function by functionally enhancing cell-mediated and humoral immunity. Macrophage phagocytosis, oh my gosh, I mispronounced that, sorry, and NK cell activity. While this could be potentially life-changing for people with compromised immune systems, more research is needed. More studies have to be done before we truly know the effects that lion's mane mushroom will have on the human immune system. And I did a presentation called Biohacking Immunity. I have a cool infographic and I have an article on that linked here in the Lion's Mane article, which you're going to want to check out because I kind of break down there what are the really sure shots as far as immunity. Let's move on to talk about experiential. When looking to try a new supplement, it can be helpful to read some testimonials from people who have taken it themselves. A simple internet search can reveal a plethora of posts from people who have taken lion's mane for one condition or another. Most of these people have reported few or no side effects from taking lion's mane. Among the testimonials, you're likely to find comments from other people who have taken the supplement. In these comments, you'll find advice from other users about dosage, side effects, and what to watch out for when taking the mushroom. And one user who is familiar with other nootropics stated, quote, "Lion's mane increased my energy, doesn't give me that weird head sensation that racetams induce in me. It acts as an anti-anxiety agent, and it stacks great with caffeine and L-theanine, along with reducing the memory-impairing effects of kratom and increases my motivation." So that's kind of interesting. Kratom is this other herbal that people really seem to like for different reasons, but it has an array of negative side effects. For some people, it's not good for their memory. So maybe try lion's mane with kratom. Maybe that'll be a good combination for you. This person did mention motivation, and motivation is really commonly attributed to kratom. Kratom seems to really help with motivation for a lot of guys, at least. So maybe those two things are a good combo. Let's talk about hot water extracted. This is the optimal extraction method for the bioavailability of lion's mane's constituent parts. And the source that's at the top of my list of sources is Lost Empire Herbs in the USA. And they offer a true organic dual extracted lion's mane, which is powdered, and it is at an 8-to-1 proportion. That's the stuff that I used. And then second on my list of recommendations is the product NeuroStack, and this is a capsuled nootropic product. It's one of these convenient, kind of like multivitamin cocktail type products. And it utilized a lot of lion's mane, 100% fruiting body lion's mane. And there's a huge difference in potency there. And this is a true full spectrum mushroom, whereas a lot of what you might find out there is not. And the organic lion's mane mushrooms, I've actually got a photo of where they are farmed. It looks like a, a very green place in the Chinese wilderness, far away from the urban or industrial sprawl that you might imagine when you think of China. Apparently, their lion's mane is grown a six-hour drive from the nearest airport. So it's really out there in the middle of nowhere, which is kind of where you want for your herbal mushroom products to come from. The stuff that's used in lion's mane is not the mycelium that is grown on grain. You don't want the stuff that is grown on grain. What you want is you want stuff that is grown elsewhere. So I'd encourage you to examine the certificate of analysis for lion's mane, for anything, and demand to see the COA of any mushroom supplement that you're considering purchasing or consuming. Mushrooms have a propensity to attract toxins. Thus, it's key to check out the parts per million of undesirable toxins section of the COA. Otherwise, you might end up consuming poisonous mushrooms. Believe me, if you go on Amazon and you just type in any mushroom-based supplement on Amazon, believe me, a lot of those products are actually going to be poisonous because mushrooms suck in toxins from the environment around them. And sadly, the majority of the environment on planet Earth is now poisonous. Micronized lion's mane, you may have seen this out there, and this is labeling jargon that you'll see, and it's a red flag of low quality stuff. Stay away from micronized. So we should also mention the danger in Chinese sourced mushrooms. Explained here. I assume that everyone reading these posts understands that China geology contains the largest and most widespread deposits of about all of the rare earth metals and many of the toxic heavy metals besides that class. The aquifer is contained with these. Extensive mining and intrusive extraction without regulation has caused the largest contamination area on the planet. I doubt if it is possible to obtain any products from China that do not exceed some toxic metal values. This is a real and present danger. Whoa. Let's talk about usage and dosage. In the clinical studies, the dosage used was 3 doses daily of 1,000 milligrams. That would be something like 3,000 milligrams total. In nootropic stacks, it's used in smaller dosages. I've taken in between 500 to 1,400 milligrams daily, which enhanced my productivity, mood, and memory. Let's talk about side effects. Generally, lion's mane is a non-toxic substance, and as we've covered here, it is safe to take. As such, there are very few side effects that users need to worry about. A 2016 study looked at the effects of lion's mane mushrooms on rats and found that no side effects presented themselves, even at high doses, and they added. The results showed that the oral administration of lion's mane daily at 3 different doses for 90 days had no adverse effects on the general behavior, weight gain, hematology, clinical biochemistry, and relative organ weights. The biggest concern about side effects of lion's mane mushroom in humans is allergic reactions.
Because of this, if you are allergic to mushrooms, lion's mane mushroom should be avoided. And we'll give this one a risk grade of B+. Here's why. It's a natural, non-toxic mushroom, not some sort of exotic molecule created in a laboratory or a pharmaceutical factory. It's been the subject of several human clinical trials, totaling 60 participants, one which lasted 4 weeks and the other 6 months. A 90-day animal study noted no adverse effects. It would be nice to see some population studies or long-term studies with a follow-up after years of usage. And there was one case of an elderly man who was hospitalized for an acute respiratory failure. Apparently, the guy had excess lymphocytes, which negatively reacted to the lion's mane extract he had been using for 4 months. And finally, pure organic lion's mane grown on natural substrates probably deserves an A+ grade. But a lot of the lion's mane out there is of lower quality. The fruiting bodies of mushrooms attract a lot of toxins from their environments via mycoremediation, which is why you only want lion's mane that comes from a pristine source. That's kind of the important point. And let's talk about mysterious mushrooms to conclude. Mushrooms are a fascinating life form worth learning a little bit more about. As fungi, they are genetically closer related to us humans than they are to other plants sprouting from the forest floor. Mushrooms may be from space. That's right. Go look that up. I've got a link for you to check out. Mushrooms have formed some of the largest living organisms on Earth. In Oregon, a giant underground fungi network has set the record as the largest living organism. That's right. And mushrooms may be the cure to the bee colony collapse phenomena that threatens global food supplies. And I do recommend that you check out the interview that mushroom guru Paul Stamets did with Joe Rogan. It was a long, detailed, fascinating interview about mushrooms. And apparently Joe has not deleted this podcast. He's deleted so many podcasts. And this was one of the better ones. And it's still up. So go catch it while you can. And that is my breakdown on lion's mane mushroom. Do drop me a message or a comment letting me know what mushrooms you are using. I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.
Stephen Sanders wrote in cryptic code a tale from the fungal road where neural sparks begin to rain. He met the mane that roars the brain.
Uncle dear, what we did and need I ask away.
Demand to see the certificate of analysis of any mushroom supplement you're considering purchasing or consuming. Otherwise, you may consume poisonous mushrooms, as they have a propensity to attract toxins.
It's fuzzy, cute, and white troubles, twin, the Star Trek pet that grows with it. Mrs. Limitless giggles off screen while neurons dance in a lucid dream.
是说只会像猫撩撩样的烧焦心灵
Risk gravy plus as our fungal friend is sharp and stark but won't transcend mysterious mycelium neural delighting capsules of gold and ivory white
神秘的根系在梦里呼吸
From forest floor to supplement aisle it walks the line between health and guile so heed this wisdom wise and true before your neurons chew bamboo stew
经过不说深思这长生
Yes, demon, that certificate, my friend Don't let toxic spores bring your end The fuzzy mane that lifts your brain deserves respect
Not careless game
Oddly enough, this is the most popular limitless episode on Spotify
If you're listening on the spot, hit the upvote button like it's hot.
Like double extracted lions.